Just close the eyes. And return into a full sense of the soma, the living sensate quality of the body. And again, bring the awareness into the hara, breathing into the hara. And on the out-breaths, let any tensions or contractions dissolve into the earth. And you may have a sense of your own soma being inseparable from that of the earth. And then right now, open to metta as present already. and allow it to suffuse, pervade your whole experience. Allow that your experience is without bounds. So it's not just you. It's like the metta pervades everything, everybody. Metta is a quality of being, quality of soma, quality of reality. It's simply here. So the heart may already have become manifest, come to the fore. But if not, just let the heart be part of your awareness. Also suffused with metta, with love. And sensing that the heart itself is intrinsically boundless, completely open. With infinite depths. in its deepest and truest aspect, it's completely beyond self or any distinction or duality of self and other. So that may or may not be your actual experience, but just hold a sense that that is so. It's infinitely deep and infinitely wide. It's infinitely loving and infinitely wise. As gently as possible, contact a sense, a knowledge, if you like, of your own suffering, your own dukkha. Beginning the sending and receiving. So on the in-breath, all of your dukkha dissolves into the heart. The heart, which is the awakened heart, the wise heart, the compassionate heart. On the out-breath comes cessation of suffering and quality of awakening, waking up, becoming what we truly are. Then just let go of the limits, let go of any sense of boundaries to this, and let this sending and receiving become universal, aware of the fact of suffering, breathing it in, sending out cessation of suffering. And all good qualities. Of course, allow whatever individuals come to mind to be there in the sending and receiving. And of course, not just human beings. Let the suffering of animals come into your heart. And of all life forms whatsoever. begin to bring the sending and receiving to a close. And just sit in the heart with the heart qualities of boundless love and boundless wisdom. And then bringing the practice to a conclusion by bringing to mind any aspirations or dedications you wish to make.